took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain.
Good morning and happy. Happy, happy new year. Today is Monday, January 2nd of 2017. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and I am living my dreams in 2017. And that's my hope and prayer for you today, that you will live your dreams in 2017. Our focus for this morning is new year, new you. Trust where God takes you and don't look back. Trust where God takes you and don't look back. Our scripture for today will come from Genesis 19, verses 15 and 16, and then 24 through 26. While you're getting your word ready, I remind everyone that this is Morning Motivation, where I serve you hot breakfast for your soul. We are empowering your daily life by tackling everyday issues with biblical perspective Monday through Friday, and it's all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. You can learn more about me, the ministry, upcoming events, and everything else that you need to know on our website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. And I pray that you had an awesome New Year's weekend. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. Let's go to the book of Genesis chapter 19, verses 15 and 16, then 24 through 26, and I am reading from the KJV. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, "Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city." And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth, and set him without the city. Let's go down now to 24. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities, and all the plains, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. What is our focus for this morning? New year, new you. Trust God to take you or to lead you, but don't look back. You know, this scripture referenced the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, wherein the angels of the Lord had come in because the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was so great that the Lord sent angels to destroy the city. And when you go into the first part of Genesis 19, you see that the angels appeared in the form of two men. And Lot took them into his home, which was the custom in those days that you'd bring in your travelers and they'd lodge with you. And then the men of Sodom and Gomorrah came and demanded that Lot release these two men. They said unto Lot, "Where are those two men that came into your house? Send them out here so that we may know them." In other words, so that we may have sexual intimacy with them. So Lot refused and offered his daughters instead, but they didn't want them. So the angels had said to Lot, "Look, get your family, get everyone together, because we're here to destroy this place." And the following day, when it was time for Lot to leave, he really did not want to go. So the word shows us or informed us of how the angels had to actually take Lot and his family and set them outside the city because God was being merciful unto them. Now, another part of God's instructions to them was to go forward and to not look back. As God began to then rain down the fire and brimstone, destroying Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot's wife looked back with longing, and she turned into a pillar, P-I-L-L-A-R, of salt. And it also said in the scripture that I read to you, Lot lingered. In other words, he really was looking back. And that's why the angels had to remove him forcefully because of God's mercy. Today, we are in the first week of a brand new year, 2017. And I know a lot of you who are callers on this broadcast live right now, and for those who will listen later, have purpose in your heart that there were some things that you wanted to leave behind that occurred in 2016. And some of you didn't make a choice to leave things behind, but life itself made those choices for you. For example, you might have lost a marriage. You lost a relationship. Maybe you went into foreclosure. Maybe someone in your family was incarcerated. Maybe you lost a job. In other words, these were not things that you made an affirmative decision to leave behind in 2016, but they're no longer there. You had to leave them behind whether you wanted to or not, and now you must move forward. And then there are others on this broadcast, others of us in life who maybe we chose to leave some things behind, but there are always constant reminders of those things. For example, if you had to leave a spouse or a relationship behind, then maybe you heard some songs on the radio, or maybe there were some pictures in the home, or just, you know, just any little thing triggered the recollection of that situation. Maybe sometimes you're driving or you're just sitting at home and tears begin to roll down your face without you even crying affirmatively. It's just the weight of all of that. This is what happens when you're trying to move forward and leave things behind. There's always that trigger, that distraction to try to take you backward. But this morning, I came to encourage you that this is a new year and a new you, that you must trust God for where He's leading you and do not look back. It doesn't mean don't look back to go finish clearing up the air, or don't look back to finish organizing situations. It means don't look back with longing. That's why Lot's wife looked back. She longed for the former things. That's why Lot lingered. Sometimes people believe it is better to stay in a horrible situation, a terrible situation, an unsafe environment, an unhealthy marriage, to stay in a place where you are disrespected, devalued daily, hallelujah, than to have to go to something new. Because moving forward to something new, to that foreign place in life, also means you now have to reevaluate yourself. You have to deal with the reality of why you allowed yourself to stay in that bad, broken place for so long. What was it about you, within you, around you, that you thought about you, that made you feel that that was all that you were worth? You have to also begin to deal with the reality of how you got into those circumstances to ensure that you won't return there. You have to deal with the brutal honesty of why you stayed so long, not just why you stayed, but why you stayed so long before you were willing to leave, whether voluntarily or whether life circumstances put you out there. It's better in our minds to deal with what we know, the familiarity of what we know, no matter how bad it is, than to deal with a new situation. But when you look here, what you saw is when God got ready to move them forward, he didn't tell them, I'm giving you 20 years advance notice, 10 years advance notice. He came in and he said, hey, get your stuff. I'm moving you out. I'm getting ready to destroy your past. I'm getting ready to move these things out now. Get your stuff and go. Lot didn't want to go, but God said, go. And this is what happens to us. We'll say, well, wait a minute, Lord. Give me another 8 months. Give me another year. I'm not really ready now. I need to get myself together more. I need to get my education together more. There are so many other things I have prepared. But God says, I said, get ready now and go. I'm destroying the former things. I'm moving you out. And guess what else he did? I'm telling you to go over here to a foreign place. When God is ready to move us out, it's not always to where we think he should take us or what we think we should be doing or to whom we think we should be going to. God has a master plan. And then the other thing that he does is he says, now, when I set you on this journey, don't look back with lingering or longing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to destroy your access back to the past. That's why he rained down fire and brimstone. There was no returning to Sodom and Gomorrah. This is what you must remember on this morning. This is a new year. This is a new you. Today, January 2nd of 2017, is your opportunity to rewrite the story of your life, to rewrite the narrative so that you will not go back into those broken places, into those broken people, into those broken circumstances, so that you will not live life as half of a broken whole, but that you will be a whole person with a sound mind, making sound decisions. I know this is easier said than done, but the first step is for you to make the decision that this is a new year. This is a new me. I'm going to trust God to take me where he wants me to go. I'm going to trust God for where he leads me. And I refuse to look backward anymore. Now, we're going to get ready to go into prayer. The lines are muted, so no one can hear you, including myself. But wherever you are right now, I want you to begin to thank the Lord. And I want you to begin to repeat after me. Today is a new year. Today is a new year. Say it again. Today is a new year. And today is a new me. I will trust God for where he leads me. And I will not look back. Come on and let's say this one more time. Today is a new year. And today is a new me. I will trust God for where he leads me. And I won't look back anymore. Dear Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We praise you for having brought us down to another year. This is the second day of January 2017. And without you, we could not have made it. If it had not been for you on our side, we don't know how we would have made it throughout this year. But God, we come believing that this is the beginning of the best years of our lives. We have worked all the way down through last year, especially during those last 100 days to put ourselves in a place of spiritual and natural freedom and liberty. For the last 100 days of last year, Lord, we followed your word and we removed all toxicity. We removed all clutter so that our minds would be laser sharp, so that we would move with stealth accuracy to be able to identify your word, your will, to hear your voice, to pounce when we hear the voice, to move forward when we hear your word. Now, this morning, for everyone that's on this call, on this broadcast live right now, Father, I come in agreement with them for blessing, supernatural, divine intervention, that the old things of their lives, which crushed them, which stalled their progress, which caused them to detour, are now in their rearview mirror. And Lord, that they are owning their lane. They are moving forward, Lord. They are driving to their destiny. And anyone in the car who meant them no good, anyone, God, who was there to do nothing but try to bring them down, even those people will no longer be a part of their inner circle. But God, that they will realize that you have purpose them for destiny, greatness, and success. This is a new year, and that all the old things about them have passed away. Lord, we submit into your word and your will this morning. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. We will look in the mirror of life and see ourselves from now on as you see us. A new year, a new us. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Say, this is my new year, and this is my new me. Oh, I want you to feel that. This is my new year, and this is my new me. I'm going to give you a few announcements and then today's task, and we're going to end because we have to end on time. For this week, my law office is sponsoring a free live broadcast. It will start at 6:30 p.m. tonight, special morning motivation, and I am giving away over $2,000 worth of free legal advice on getting your documents prepared. In other words, I call these your live ready documents because they are applicable to everyday life. This includes powers of attorney, advanced directives, real estate documents. For example, how should your deeds read if you married? What if you want to leave property to your kids, but you don't want it to have to go through a long probate process? How do you word a deed where you can give property to someone while you're alive, but you still live in it and control it? We're going to talk about prenups, postnups, child custody, separation agreements. We will be getting into wills and trusts. They're not just for the rich anymore. And I'm going to talk to you about what must be in your wills. And we're also going to talk about protecting your future assets. So every night this week will be a different topic within those Live Ready documents. I will take your live questions on the air. So it starts at 6:30 p.m. Eastern tonight. We'll be going through our first documents, and we'll be talking about Mary and John and their college football son and what happened when he got into the motorcycle accident and how that applies. So call in tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. You won't be calling in to this number. So make sure you go to the website, feelthefire.com, to get the call-in number for tonight. You will also be able to listen online. So there will be a link there where you can click and tune in online. If you're going to be on your cell phone, go to our Feel the Fire website, then to the Morning Motivation page. We will have a one-click button that you can click, and it will automatically call the number, and there will also be a button that you can click that will automatically tune you in online. So I will see you tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Remember, I'm giving you so much free legal advice as an attorney. Please, please don't let this pass you by. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. This is the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where I serve you hot breakfast for your soul. I deal with everyday issues from biblical perspective to empower your daily life, and it's all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. You can learn more about me, the ministry, my upcoming calendar, and everything else on our website. That's feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Be there tonight at 6:30 live. All right, our task for today is to rejoice throughout the day that you are no longer the old you. I need you to remind yourself of this. Rejoice throughout today, that you are no longer the old you. Every time something comes to your mind that you had to leave behind in 2016, don't give the devil any room. Just rejoice. I'll see you tonight at 6:30, and I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Until then, the chains are broken. Praise God that the chains are broken in your life.
You gotta hear it.
This is a new year. You are a new you.